Today, the Supreme Court of Ghana upheld the respondents, that is to say, Electoral Commission and the sitting president, the application to close their case. So that means that effectively, the actual hearing of the case, that is to say, taking evidence from witnesses, has concluded. In other words, the other side of it is that Mr. John Mahama's lawyers request that the court should rather let the Electoral Commission chair testify was denied. Now, once the court has made this decision, Mr. Mahama's lawyers have an option to apply to the court again for a subpoena. That is to say, this time they want to use a compulsory process to compel the chair of the Electoral Commission to testify. That application has been filed and to be heard sometime next week.
The court says it doesn't have the power to compel a witness to testify. What does that mean?
Yes. So you see, it's all about the nature of the application. So we have two principles of law, which is that when a party is before the court, when somebody is before the court, either as plaintiff or as a defendant or respondent, the court cannot compel that person to give evidence as a party, okay? So it's up to that party to choose whether to give evidence or not to give. But the law allows any of the parties to use a compulsory process called the subpoena to invite any other person to come and give evidence. So in this case, you see that Mr. Mahama did not mount the witness box. He did not testify himself. But the law allows him to use a subpoena to compel the Electoral Commission chair to come to court and testify. But the catch is this. The application at this stage depends on the discretion of the judges. So that is to say, it's the court that will look at everything and decide whether to grant the request or not. But on paper, the right to ask, that's whether the application will be granted by the court, is another thing altogether.